Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Kang's behind the glass.
Kenny on phones, I think.
Where's Kenny? I didn't see Kenny. We've got Pistons talk to open up the show. Jared Goff will join us at 10:30. D is in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hi, D.
DK, Gary, Kang, what's going on,
buddy? Hey, D.
Man, check this out. I'm so damn excited about this team. For one, this was such a proud franchise, bro. Back-to-back conference finals, back-to-back NBA finals, championships. And to see this team go down, as long as they did, broke my damn heart, bro. So I'm so damn excited, man. I don't know where to start. I gave JB his love the other day. Tom Gores, if you're listening, bro, open up that paycheck book. And pay my man Jaden Duren. Going to give him a 5-year extension, bro. Time that contract ends, my man only going to be 27 years old. And that is scary, DK, to think that this guy at this age can only get better. So going to reward my man right now. Let's get it over with, pay my man. And think about this, DK. OKC, they are one of the deepest teams in the league. If you look at us, bro, when Tobias get back, if Jaden Ivey ever come back to form, Sasser, with my man Jenkins balling out his mind, this might be the deepest team in the NBA. You agree?
Well, it might be. I mean, I'm glad you have the qualifier, might. I'm so excited about what we're seeing the rest of the guys do, because it's basically, it feels to me like, yes, Jalen Duren has picked it up. But mostly what has happened here is guys 10, 11, and 12 on the active roster, when everybody's healthy, are the guys that have really picked it up. And that's obviously Danis Jenkins and Paul Reed and the like. And Jenkins in particular is one that you have to wonder, is he getting to the point where there's some heat on Sasser? Not heat, but hey, Sasser's got to perform, or Danis Jenkins is going to take some of his minutes. I'm not fully convinced that Danis Jenkins is here to stay, but this is awfully encouraging.
DK, yeah. Sasser, but Ivy. Well, that speed that boy Jenkins got, he might be quicker than Ivy going up and down that court. I'm not sure, but he just might be quicker than Ivy. And I'm telling you, Jenkins got it. He got that mindset, DK, that this is an opportunity of a lifetime for him. Well, he know that. He know that he can make a lot of money in this league. And I'd be damned if he fall off. You're going to be hearing a lot about Mr. Jenkins.
I can't imagine there's a player on the roster that is trying to establish themselves that isn't thinking about how much money they can make if they play well. Like, Danis isn't unique in that regard.
He went all Eminem with the lyrics there.
Did he?
Opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh.
Man. But it's the truth. Look, when you get to this level, knowing from experience, Doug, kidding. If you get to this level, I have to imagine that the whole incentive is to stay at that level and to prove yourself. You have to have confidence that you're good enough. what Dennis Jenkins has done. It's a four-game stretch. It's not a huge sample size. But it's directly correlated to getting minutes played. And 22 points a game when you're averaging 35, 36 minutes a game over the last four is pretty good. Is pretty good. You'll take it. Now, do I think that this is here to stay? This is who he is as a player? It's way too early to say that. But, you know, to have somebody that can come off the bench and give you minutes like that, it's good because they don't have that right now. Right now they're using their depth, right? But guys like Marcus Sasser and Jaden Ivey, who are players that you were expecting to do something for this team that aren't able to right now, do they have others? They actually do. It's startling.
Let's go to Duval in Madison Heights. You're on 97.1. Hi, Duval.
Hey, Doug and Gator. It's been a minute since I've been how you all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
I'm doing good. Thank you. So I want to get your take on this as well, because I'm honest. I have not thought about this name in a while, but Jaden Ivey. I'm looking at how the Pistons developed last year. I'm looking at how they're skyrocketing this year. I'm wondering if he's going to mess up the chemistry now if he comes back in once he's healthy. And I'm wondering if we should, you know, spitballing me and, you know, seeing where it goes with this. I'm wondering if between now and the deadline, should we trade him and, dare I say, add on to and seize the day? I know that's like a buzzword with Detroit sports GMs here, and looking at what the Red Wings, Tigers, and Lions have refused to do, talking about we're good here and how that's worked out. But I'm wondering, hey, I mean, with the week, like I texted early in the morning show, this could be a result of both a weak Eastern Conference and the Pistons soaring well above, well above the schedule like last year.
So Ivy's in a free agency year here, and will be a restricted free agent next year. And so
there we go.
You know, there's some tough decisions that kind of have to be made with not probably enough data to determine what Jaden Ivey means to this team. It is a tricky situation. Right. For Tobias Harris, Trajan Langdon. Good God,
Trajan Langdon.
Sorry, I'm new here. If you are Trajan Langdon, you have to decide with not a ton of data what to do with Jaden Ivey. Like by the time he comes back, we're gonna be two and a half months away from the trade deadline. And 2.5 months is not a ton of time it's not like if it doesn't work as soon as Ivy steps on the floor, it doesn't mean it's not going to work. We got to give that some time as well.
Yeah, I feel like the clock is ticking because you do want to see what you have there. And I think the times we've seen him play, he can be electric. I mean, there's a reason he was drafted as high as he was. He was very explosive in college, and you know he's shown that ability in the NBA. And if he's got to get healthy, though, he's got to get healthy. Because do I have more confidence in Jaden Ivey than Dennis Jenkins? Yes, I do. I think we all should. Mm-hmm. But what our eyes have seen lately is Dennis Jenkins taking advantage of an opportunity. But you know, Jaden Ivey shot over 40% from 3-point land last year before he got hurt.
Yeah, this is. I think the Pistons have now officially become the least three-pointers in the league. They've been trending in that direction. They score a ton of points in the paint. And J.B. Bickerstaff has made no, like, he's not worried about it. He basically has said, we're gonna play to our strengths. Let me look at three-point field goal attempts. Well, our per-game average isn't the lowest, but it's 32.3. There's two teams that have taken less. And
it's, what is that, 32.3? Shots per game?
Three-point field goal attempts per game. And one of the teams below him is really good in Houston, and the other one's really bad in Sacramento. And just in terms of their overall team quality.
What's their percentage of making them, by the way?
Give me a second here. I'll have to back it up. The Pistons' three-point field goal percentage is 34.8. which is like
35%.
20th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In a league, something like that.
It's probably around average, I would imagine.
Yep. It's a little bit below average. But, hey, look, Ivy could provide that. And it is, I'm going to guess here that they want to keep Ivy. I'm going to guess here that they want to get him to a long-term contract. But priority one, the other unrestricted free agent, the other restricted free agent is Duren, and he has to be priority one.
Yeah, I was a little surprised they didn't extend him. I wanted him extended. Maybe that's why I was surprised. But listen, I think the price tag just went up. He's 21 years old. He doesn't turn 22 until tomorrow. What he did last night hasn't been done since 2010, which is a 30-point game, 15-plus rebounds on 90% shooting. Dwight Howard's the last player that did that, and he did this all without Cade Cunningham on the floor. Now, you throw in Cade Cunningham, pick and roll, things like that, you only can imagine what this guy can do. He's 21 years old.
He's got the most points on pick and roll in the league. Like, that's his... That's... Between that and then, I mean, he's expanding his game.
Right now, he's pick and roll with Jenkins.
He was 12 of 13, 28 minutes last night. I think it was 12 of 13 from the floor, over 30 points, 15 rebounds. Somebody said nobody's done that with a 90% shooting percent. Sorry, my apologies. Anyway, the point is, he's doing things that when given the opportunity, he's elite.
Third time this month that he's gone for over 30 points and 10 rebounds.
It's incredible.
He is he's upped his game.
28 minutes. In 28 minutes.
I wonder if some of that is because of what we talked about previously, because the Pistons aren't shooting as many three-pointers because they recognize, yeah, okay, we can shoot 35, 38% from three-point land, or we can shoot 75% by giving it to Jalen Duren underneath.
And they seem fine with it. This, you know how we said the bad boy Pistons are going to work Pistons did it the opposite of the way everybody was doing it? Is that what this Pistons team identity is going to be? Like, F that three-point shot?
Well, they're taking 35 a game or whatever it is.
They're one of the lowest shooting teams, but they're definitely...
They're still chucking it up there, but...
Not compared to others.
Well, maybe not compared to other teams, but I think... We do have to recognize they're still shooting three-point shots a lot. I mean, a third of their shots going up are from beyond the arc. But them getting it done inside is a way to win. And it's not going to be the entire way you go, but, I mean, while other teams are trying to go 40, 45% from three-point land or whatever their percentages are, the Pistons are pushing back on that a little bit, and it depends on your personnel. I mean, the Pistons have that personnel. They've got that play down pat, drive to the hole, lob it up in the air, and Duren slams it home.
Dude.
And it's not just Cade that does it. Now everybody's able to do that too.
Danis threw one last night to Duren that had no business to be in a lob. I think that's the way they play. All right, we'll talk with Jared Goff straight ahead. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.